Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
The Verizon IndyCar Series returns to the Portland International Raceway for the Grand Prix of Portland. Listen live this Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern.
The Grand Prix of Portland this Sunday at 1:30 on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, KGYM. Coming up on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM, we'll talk some fantasy football. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, he will be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. Big Ten scheduling news. Football schedules from 2022 through 2025. We will kick that around and a whole lot more, including 18-game NFL schedules in the future. Could be in the offing. All that and more on the Gym Class here in KGYM. Good afternoon and welcome in. After all the storms yesterday, an absolutely gorgeous Wednesday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. It is a Gym Class coming your way here from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on KGYM. Great, great show coming your way as we're going to talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Football schedule's coming out and more on the National Football League. And if you are in need of a loan, please see Aaron Rodgers as he gets paid in a big, big way, reworking his contract, $134 million for arguably the best quarterback in the National Football League. There you go. $134 million smackaroos, Mark. Good afternoon.
Well, I think it's well-deserved. He's a hell of a quarterback, and I got a kick out of a tweet today by Devontae Adams, the wide receiver. Hey, the guy hasn't paid me $20 I loaned him in 2016. Man in jest, I'm sure, but
I'm sure.
Quite a contract, and now Aaron Rodgers can settle in and try to win that division.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are being presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, great place for a quick and delicious lunch. Catch the game after work or on the weekend. Bring the family for a delicious and affordable meal. And also sign up for the Third Base Mug Club. $25, you get a lifetime membership of happy hour price beers and a free appetizer with every $100 you spend on food and drinks. All you need to do, stop on by and join. And, of course, Third Base Brewery, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Torrential rains coming through last night. Rained hard in Cedar Rapids, but nothing like in Iowa City, Coralville, and around Johnson County, where they had a tornado warning for some parts of the evening last night. And as a lot of people sent pictures out on social networking last night, Kinnick Stadium turned into a swimming pool last night. Pictures, I believe, taken from the Children's Hospital up there. And nothing coming out today saying that anything was damaged or anything logistically has to be moved for Saturday. So keep that in mind. As of Wednesday afternoon at 3:08, everything is a go. You can play with a little wet field conditions, right, Mark? In college football. At any rate, it looked bad last night. And the reason why they had to go and look at the facilities today, I mean, yes, anytime you get inundated with that much rain, yeah, you want to check things out. But we have seen some other stadiums that have had rain like that, that the turf, the field turf, actually can bubble up a little bit from underneath. So they were hoping that wasn't the case at Kinnick Stadium, and at least as of 3:08 on Wednesday afternoon, everything looks like it's all clear.
You know, it was a shallow pool there for a while, and rained so hard, the drainage can't even keep up. I'm quite sure of that, but there was cleanup done this morning, and all indications is the field is ready to go for Saturday, but yeah, friends, family that I know had some damage on their property, and it came through in a hurry, and did some damage, and now spending this beautiful Thursday cleaning up from it.
Yeah, I know the city of Iowa City has some postings if you do have some damage down there, so check that out. And we hope everybody's okay down there. I know it went through Iowa County and Johnson County with a lot of ferocity last night. So, yeah, we hope everybody's okay. And thank you for tuning in here today. Big Ten football schedules, Mark. We're talking 2022 here on August the 29th of 2018. We hope we're all still here and on the radio.
We do indeed.
Yeah, 2022 through 2025. But the Big Ten came out with their football schedules, and a couple of facts that jump out at things. Number one, and that is the subject of our poll question, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot, and the sponsor of tomorrow's first edition of the Pick Six for the year. You got the board ready to
I
go.
Do. I got the board ready. We're excited about the picks. Emil's Hideaway, our presenting sponsor this year. Dave Alec joining us. Dave is the son of the original Emil.
Of Emil himself.
Yeah, and the father of Chris and Nate out there at Emil's Hideaway right now, and very excited about joining the panel. I'm not so excited about it because Dave's pretty knowledgeable about football, and he's on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn side of things. So, but we'll have fun. We'll have fun, and that'll be about 3:40 tomorrow on the gym class. As far as the poll question goes, do you like Iowa, Nebraska back on Black Friday in the foreseeable future? Yes or no?
Pretty simple, and that is the big news that came out of today's future scheduling, that after a two-year hiatus in 2020 and 2021, as Iowa will play Nebraska in the final, or Wisconsin, I'm sorry, Iowa and Wisconsin will play on the final game, and it will be on a Saturday. Then it shifts back in 2022 to Iowa, Nebraska on Black Friday, and it sounds as though it's going to stay that way in perpetuity for a while. And forever and ever and ever more until Scott Frost wins five or six national championships and moves on. But at any rate,
I feel more comfortable foreseeable future than in
perpetuity.
Yes.
So Iowa, Nebraska will be on Black Friday. And the other little nugget that came out, crossover opponents, your crossover division opponent, who you're going to play every year that's not in the Big Ten West if you're the Iowa Hawkeyes. And ladies and gentlemen, from 2022 through 2025, Iowa's natural rival, Get ready to hate them. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights, ladies and gentlemen. Iowa and Rutgers will meet every year from 2022 through 2025.
We don't know what Rutgers is going to be like in 4, 5, 6 years, but Iowa fans got to like this, right?
At least they're still allegedly to be in the Big Ten. That's what we know at this point. That was tweeted out by somebody a little bit earlier.
2021 is going to be interesting because Iowa will open with a conference game. September 4th. Some of the Iowa State contracts have not been finalized, so we don't know the dates of those for sure. But as of right now, 2021, it's Indiana in the opener and then at Iowa State.
Party like it's 1979.
Lee Corso, where are you?
Yes, because last time Iowa opened with a conference game, I believe, was Hayden Fry's first game against Lee Corso's Hurrying Hoosiers in 1979. And Iowa had a big halftime lead, and Corso came back, said he made all sorts of adjustments, and Indiana came back to beat Iowa at Kinnick Stadium.
Thank you, Mario Pace.
Hey, anytime you can get Lee Corso and Mario Pace on in one of our shows, it's a good day. Iowa came out with some non-conference games as well that they have added to the future schedules, and that would include in 2021, Iowa will play Kent State, the Golden Flashes out of the MAC. 2022, Iowa will take on South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, who are visiting Ames coming up on Saturday night. And also in 2024, Iowa will take on Illinois State, team they opened the year with a couple years ago. And in 2025, Iowa will next take on Mushu Huskies of Northern Illinois. That'll be the next time Iowa and NIU get together.
Actually, in 2021 as well, Iowa will take on Colorado State.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
In addition to Kent State.
But not Northern Illinois.
2021.
There you go. There you go. But and you mentioned Iowa and Iowa State. Contracts have not been finalized in 2022, 2023, 2024, or 2025. And in a handful of these years, Iowa's actually going to play a conference game. You mentioned in 2019, or no, I beg your pardon, 2021, Iowa opens with a conference game against Indiana. And there are other years, most of the years, Iowa will play a conference game prior to concluding their non-conference schedule. So things changing a little bit as far as Big Ten scheduling is concerned. But do you like it? As far as Iowa, Nebraska back on Black Friday for the foreseeable future. 319-366-1600. You can also vote on our webpage, kgymradio.com, here at 315.
4702 on the Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line. That's 366-1600. Also our phone line, Kyle Mann, our producer today. 4702, why do we play Penn State the last 4 years and for the next few years as well?
That Penn State has been the crossover opponent in this cycle, and it will change. Everybody's opponent changes, and it will then go to Iowa and Rutgers. There you go.
The next time Iowa does not play Penn State is 2022. But almost every other year here, not in 2024 as well, but frequently.
Iowa came out smelling like a rose in, you got to think, and you don't know who's going to be good in 5 or 6 years, first of all. But you take a look at things, 2022 was the first year of this changeover, and the new schedule is coming out. Iowa will have crossover games against Ohio State on the road. They will also have, of course, Rutgers. And Michigan at home in 2022. 2023, Iowa will take on Rutgers, Michigan State, and at Penn State. 2024, Iowa will be at Rutgers, Maryland at home, and at Indiana. And in 2025, Iowa will have Ohio State. They will go to Michigan and be home with Rutgers. And Iowa in 2025 will have two open weeks. Iowa will play one game in a 4 week span in 2025.
How about this in 2020, folks? Back to back to back games against Michigan State, Ohio State, and Penn State. The latter two of which will be on the road.
Well, it all pretty much
evens out. 2 years down the road.
It all pretty much evens out.
Is that Peyton Mansell or Spencer Petras or someone else?
There you go. 319-366-1600 here at 317. We'll take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk more, a couple other subjects. We mentioned 18-game NFL schedule. We can kick that around a little bit. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Coming up in about 12 minutes or so. So stay with us. It is a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative, member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket. For your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. With an active personal checking account, you're eligible to earn. Over the past 2 years, DePaco members have shared more than $6 million in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Yeah. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and an active personal checking account. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, a Manor Colonies Golf Club winds its way serenely along 18 holes, and from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colonies Golf Club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. And the Lakeside Barn is the perfect setting for weddings and events. Amana Colonies Golf Club in the heart of historic Amana, Iowa is a pure golf experience. Take advantage of dynamic pricing at amanagolf.com.
This Friday is Game of Thrones night at the Colonel's. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Colonel Stein when they arrive early. We will have a George R.R. Martin look-alike contest, as well as a best dress contest for fans to enter. Following the game, fans can enjoy our final fireworks show of the year. Visit colonels.com for game times and to order tickets. And party at the park with the Colonel's.
Friday at 3, tune into 106.3 FM and get ready for Clear Creek Amana football action. Zach Mackey will be your host alongside Gary Fickle for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, I'm here for the training session.
Drop and give me 20, mister.
Wait, 20 what?
The company softball game is in 2 weeks, and we are not going to lose to those nerds in IT again.
I thought we were being trained on core competency.
Oh, we're training your core, all right. 20 burpees, go!
I hate burpees.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
.320 back with you on the Gym Class, KGYM. It is a Wednesday edition of the show. Twins and the Indians coming up tonight. We'll have it for you. Joining the broadcast at 7 o'clock, that'll be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And then we go to ESPN tomorrow night. High school football on Friday. We had a big Friday. Fry Fest will be down in Coralville, the annual get-together of Hawkeye-dom coming up. And Fry Fest, it's the 10th annual, believe it or not. And man, oh man, we'll be down there live for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And that will be from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We remind you to stop on by, not only listen, but stop on by when you're there. Grab a numbered card for your shot at $100 in cash. We're going to be giving away sometime between 3 and 7 next Tuesday when we're back after the Labor Day Monday holiday. You just have to listen in and win. We've had a lot of fun with that over the last couple of years. Going to do it again. So stop on by at Fry Fest. Get ready for Piano Palooza and the Pork Tornadoes at 8 o'clock. And hopefully Hayden will be well enough to attend this year.
Indeed. And I'm going to mention this. I don't want you to because I don't want people to throw you under the bus. They can throw me under the bus.
What's that?
Already,
no.
High school football game times for Friday night are being changed. It's 50 hours before kickoff. And a couple schools that we've noted have moved up their starting times.
Yep, they just.
And what happened last Friday? I went to Kingston Friday night. It didn't rain till about 10:45.
Now other places it did. Other places it did.
I'm not.
I was thrown under the bus for this.
High school coaches, administrators, not singling anybody out, but please quit it. Please quit it. It's 50 hours before game time. 319-366-1600.
With that being said, Marion and West Delaware will play at 6 o'clock on Friday night.
Corby Lobby, I love you. I can't wait to see you on the tailgate tour.
You might not stop by now.
50 hours. On the text line, Dave K. in regard to our scheduling questions, am I right? Ohio State at Kinnick not until 2025. That is correct.
They will play twice in Columbus.
Will Urban Meyer be at Ohio State then?
2020, Iowa will be at Ohio State. 2022, Iowa will be at Ohio State. I thought we'd get more bounce back as far as the non-conference opponents, but maybe people are accepting the fact that this is, in conjunction with Fry Fest coming up this weekend, this is the Hayden Fry non-conference scheduling formula. And it's not going to change. I think as long as Kirk Ferentz is there, Iowa is going to play Iowa State for as long as the contract goes, and I think both schools want the contract to continue.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play a team that they're going to send a check to and, in Iowa's view, hopefully get a victory against, and then they'll play one that could swing every year. Iowa's going to play Colorado State, a Mountain West team. I think that's a good opponent for Iowa. They'll throw Northern Iowa in there at times. They'll throw a MAC team in there at times. So it's not going to change. Maybe people are realizing that. I don't know. NFL scheduling. Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboy owner, has said that he and other owners would like to see an 18-game NFL schedule coming up in the near future, the next collective bargaining agreement. Now, with that being said, some concessions are going to have to be made as far as the ownership is concerned. Right now, you have to play 4 years to become, I believe, an unrestricted free agent. Sounds like they're going to, if they go to an 18-game schedule, the NFL Players Association is going to want to change that to 3 years, which I think would be a good concession as far as the ownership is concerned. You also will not see as many preseason games if we go to an 18-game schedule. Personally, I think 16 is just enough. I don't think they need to go to more games because with another bye probably thrown in there, it'd be a two-bye season then. Probably start on the weekend prior to Labor Day then, or the Labor Day weekend, I should say. But with that being said, I mean, you got to think about the price on, with all the safety concerns right now in the National Football League, why put two more games, two more opportunities for catastrophic injuries to come into play for the National Football League players? And I just don't see a good trade-off as far as that is concerned. 16 games with 4 in the preseason, you're not going to play every preseason game. I know that's 20. If you make the playoffs, you make a run, you're looking at 22, 23 football games. That's a lot of football. That's a lot of collisions.
I don't think the regular season, to your point, I don't think the regular season is a problem. I think 16 is fine. The problem is the preseason games. The Bears and Ravens will have played five preseason games. And granted, the starters don't play in a lot of those. The preseason is too long. Spring training in baseball is too long.
Yeah, but they make money.
It's not the regular. You don't think the preseason home games make money?
Yes.
Yeah, you get one more home game in an 18-game schedule. That's a $5 or $10 million day, I would guess. I did the math instantaneously, so don't hold me to that, but it runs counter to the NFL's supposed position of safety, concussions and whatnot. I think if you already need a roster larger than 53 men. I know you have a practice squad, but I would like to see, 16 regular season games as is, 3 preseason games tops, and increase the roster by a couple guys. I know it's going to cost the owners money.
At least a couple.
Yeah, at least a couple. You go to 18 games, how many quarterbacks are you going to have?
It's going to be tough to make it through a season without an injury to one of your starters at any position out there. 319-366-1600. What do you think out there on the Hurtina Stockner Jewelers text line? That's 319-366-1600. More NFL good, or are we right at that borderline right now where we have enough regular season National Football League games? What do you think out there? We'll talk some NFL fantasy football-wise coming up with Chris Liss of rotowire.com here in just a little bit. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications.
I think Robert Kraft of the Patriots has chimed in on Jerry Jones's side as well.
Well, the owners all want it.
Of course they do.
They want more cash.
But there's going to have to be concessions on their part as well, right?
I would agree. I still like the 3 preseason games, 1 at home, 1 away, and 1 on a neutral site. And you can split with the team you're playing and with the institution you're using their field. And everybody wins.
More regular season games, the players are going to want more money, right?
Absolutely.
How are the owners going to handle that?
We'll see. That's one of the questions that has to be answered, I think, at this point.
John in Dubuque on the text line, 6760. Maybe you could go to two buys in there with 17 or 18 games.
They would go to two buys. The Canadian Football League has instituted the two buys as well. And I think, I mean, you have to have that for the body to heal. And a lot of people would also like to see the Thursday night games go away, but, or at least, in the very least, have a bye prior to a Thursday night game that you play.
Mm-hmm.
Because going from Sunday to Thursday is just brutal. It's just brutal, especially if you have, I mean, one of those games more than likely is going to be on the road. If you have two road games, ugh. And that's almost impossible. Almost impossible. 319-366-1600. Let us know what you think out there.
It's not imminent, but it's an idea being floated out there and worth pondering, I think. And again, I think the preseason needs to change more than the regular season.
No, I would agree.
It's just too long.
I would agree. I would agree. And I love football. Love football. I'll watch it all over the weekend. We'll talk about it on Tuesday when we come back. By the way, Hawkeye pregame at 12:30 on 107.5, 106.3 FM coming your way on Saturday afternoon. We got Washington and Auburn. That'll be in the afternoon on KGYM. We've got Iowa State at 5 o'clock, Cyclone South Dakota State on 1600 AM, and UNI and Montana Saturday night at 7 o'clock with the pregame. I know the guys are going to talk to Gary Rima today for the first time, and that's always good listening right there. And UNI has never beaten Montana, I know, in Missoula, so they'll try to do that. A lot of playoff games that they have attempted to get that done and haven't been able to do it.
Did we mention our KGYM knockout pool?
Go ahead.
It's back.
Please mention.
It's back. I know we had a text yesterday or the day before inquiring about it. But, yes, the KGYM knockout pool is back. And you could win $500 cash plus a home theater recliner.
And saw that recliner today.
You did.
In fact, our own Todd Brommelkamp tested it out. Gave it kind of a, you know, test run.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that thing's awesome. That thing is awesome.
But it's easy to enter. Go to kgymradio.com. At the top of the website is the KGYM Knockout Pool is back. That's the title. Scroll down, and you've got the website that you can click on. You've got the password there to join. And go ahead and do it. Again, a chance to win $500 cash money, and what's called a matinee eclipse home theater recliner, courtesy of Jeff Jones Furniture.
Nice. It is good. It is good stuff. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and Chris Liss of rotowire.com will join us on the other side of the break. Your fantasy football questions. A lot of people getting ready for the drafts over the weekend. And if you've had your draft, looking for advice, you've come to the right place. Brought to you by Imon Communications. Chris Liss of rotowire.com at 319-366-1600. He'll be coming up next.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
When it comes to maintaining our vehicles, we all know to change the oil. But did you know cleaning the fuel system is just as important? Even high-quality fuel can leave behind carbon deposits, robbing your engine of power and fuel economy. Gumout has a solution. Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Regain contains polyetheramine, a nitrogen-based detergent that safely removes deposits to help restore engine performance. Get a bottle of Regain today for just $4.94 at your local Walmart. Gumout. Science in, performance out.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save money on materials and fixtures to start and finish every job. Need OSB for subfloors, walls, or roof construction? Save 5% on OSB when you buy 64 boards or more. Updating residential properties? Get up to 20% off select ceiling fans. Just stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/5. See store for details. U.S. only.
Back with you here at 3:35 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Dave Kochan will join us from Las Vegas. Also coming up tomorrow, it will be the debut of the Pick Six. We'll also talk South Dakota State football coming up tomorrow. South Dakota State getting ready to take on the UNI Panthers. South Dakota State will be coming to Iowa City as well. 2022, I believe that is. So, Jackrabbits, a good FCS team, and they'll be coming into Ames. 5 o'clock pregame this Saturday on 1600 AM. Courtesy of I'm On Communications, we are happy to welcome Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Your fantasy football questions, welcome. You can give us a call at 319-366-1600. Maybe even better, you can give us a tweet on, or a tweet, a text on the Hertinus Stocker Jeweler text line at 319-366-1600, courtesy of Hertinus Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Scott?
Not too bad. Getting ready for the big draft next Tuesday, where I am picking 11th out of 14, trying to get back into the playoffs again. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Now, is your league a PPR league or not? I can't remember.
It's kind of a half-ish PPR-ish, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, 11's not bad. Not bad this year to have 11.
There you go. 11's okay. I'll live with that. And, yeah, we'll get to more of those questions coming up in just a little bit. How many drafts have you had so far, by the way?
I think I've had 6. I've got 2 left. I may have had only 5. I've lost count. But 5 or 6, and I've got 2 left. And I haven't really picked at the very end of the draft, but I'm starting to like, if you get Kareem Hunt, Leonard Fournette, Odell Beckham, any of those guys, I'm fine with in the first round.
7966 batting leadoff on the text line today, Chris, has a question for you. He or she is in a 10-team non-PPR and picked 5th overall. Got Barkley and Dalvin Cook with the first 2 picks. Picked up Trey Burton round 9, Stafford round 11. How would you grade those?
Hey, I give them an A. Those are great picks. Barkley, Cook in round 2, and then you got Stafford and Burton relatively late.
Yep.
Very good.
Excellent.
He'll be happy to know that.
8258 on the text line. Week 1 in a standard league. Needs to pick 2 of these 3, Chris. Tyrod Taylor, Alex Smith, or Matt Ryan?
Wow, I got to like remember who everybody's playing. I guess I would just take Alex Smith and Matt Ryan. I'd like to, you know, Taylor's, I think, hosting the Steelers. He could have a huge game, actually, against the Steelers, but he's the new quarterback with a whole new group of receivers. I guess Alex Smith is, too, but he just has more experience. So I'm going to go Alex Smith and Matt Ryan.
91-36 on the text line is in a 12-team league, Chris, and has the 8th pick and the 17th. Hoping on DeAndre Hopkins and Devontae Freeman. Any suggestions?
I think you can get Hopkins and Freeman there. I probably wouldn't take them. I'd probably take Kareem Hunt, Leonard Fournette at 8, one of those 2. If they fall, they probably will. And then round 2, you could take Freeman. I'm a little nervous about Freeman because of the concussion history, though when he plays, he's very good. I might put, depending on whether it was PPR or not, how many receivers they start, all that stuff, you know, I would take a Devontae Adams and Michael Thomas there, Keenan Allen. But it's not crazy to do what he wants. If you want to go Hopkins, Freeman, there's nothing wrong with it.
Sam Darnold named the starting quarterback for the New York Jets today.
You're right, Scott.
People are going to jump on this, man, because everyone's putting him in Canton already.
Yeah, I'd hesitate on that. But, the Jets actually have underrated receivers. Robbie Anderson, if he's not suspended, is really good. Dynamic beat there on the 4-3-3, 40, 6-3. They got Terrell Pryor, who's finally healthy again, I think. Quincy Enunwa's coming back from an injury. They got Jermaine Kearse. This is a deep group of receivers. So, I wouldn't. In a one QB league, I wouldn't be targeting Darnold. But, there could be something to the Jets offense this year.
On the text line, 9466, 10-team standard league. Your thoughts on my running back core, David Johnson, Jordan Howard, Kenyon Drake, Marshawn Lynch, Sony Michel, and Nick Chubb.
Yeah, now you're just bragging. Obviously, 10-team league, everybody's got an all-star team, but that's very solid.
That is solid. That is solid. Some 60, good rookies.
60-15, Chris. Where do you have Wentz ranked among quarterbacks with his injury?
I'm about 11th or so, and, it depends what the format is. Obviously, like a 2-QB league, you got to downgrade him because any missed time potentially really hurts. But in a 1-QB league, it's no big deal. Like, even if he misses a week or two, you're just going to pick up somebody. You're going to pick up Dak Prescott or whoever's on the waiver wire, and he'll be just fine. I like Wentz. I think there's a lot of upside, but, we really don't know. My guess is he's going to start week one. Because if you tell him the case of Alshon Jeffrey, he's already ruled out. So I think if Wentz were going to be ruled out, he already would be ruled out. My lean is that he's going to play. The other thing you can do that's really easy is just pick up Foles. I think we have some reason to believe Foles is a capable backup.
What trepidation do you have about Le'Veon Bell, if any?
Every running back can get hurt. He's been hurt before. He's got a lot of mileage. They worked this guy to death. And then he's missing camp, which might be good because it might keep him fresh. But at the same time, it could set him up for a hamstring pull because he hasn't been, in full NFL training camp like all the other guys. I'm not too worried, but it's just a little nagging thing. It kind of keeps him below Gurley on my board.
Yeah, and I know you like Gurley. I know you like David Johnson, too, to have a bounce back.
I like all of them. David Johnson, worst return on investment in fantasy football history. Not only was he 1.1 and got hurt in the first game, but you didn't know he was out for the year until about week six. So you had to hold on to him and wait for a roster spot. It was worst-case scenario. But, yes, it was just a wrist-arm injury. It's not something that's likely to linger. I like David Johnson, Bell, and Gurley. I think they're kind of in their own tier. And then the next tier starts with the Barkley and Zeke Elliott.
8068, thinking about his or her flex in a PPR, Royce Freeman or Henry?
I'd probably go Henry. I think Freeman might have more upside because it's possible he can catch a pass, something Henry can't do. But we know it's Henry's job on the early downs. I think, actually, we don't know 100%, but I'm pretty sure it's Henry's job on the early downs. And Royce Freeman might, lose carries to Devontae Booker.
319-366-1600. That's the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line or phone line as well. 319-366-1600. As Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Kind enough to join us here, courtesy of Imon Communications here on a Wednesday afternoon. And I know that you don't like taking quarterbacks early, but Aaron, I don't know. When do you take a quarterback, and is Aaron Rodgers the first quarterback to be taken?
The answer to the second question is yes. And the answer to when is probably somewhere in the middle to late fifth round, in my opinion. Because the thing is, you could take Rodgers in the third or fourth, but then you're not going to like it when someone gets Jared Goff in the 14th, which is what's been happening. And it's Rodgers is good, but you're basically getting Goff for free. So while you're paying up, someone's paying up for Rodgers, you're getting a fourth-round pick. So it's only about the middle of the fifth round where I start to think, the difference between Rodgers and a guy like Goff or Stafford or Mahomes or whoever starts to become big enough to be worth it.
8258 on the text line. If you could draft one of these, who would it be, Chris? Keelan Cole, Josh Doctson, Jermaine Kearse, or Ted Ginn?
I'll say Keelan Cole over Doctson narrowly.
27-26, Royce Freeman, is he still the back to own in Denver? Can Booker handle the load?
I think Freeman's the guy to get. I think he's outplayed Booker in the preseason. There's some chance that Booker maintains a third down role. He might be a better pass catcher. But, you know, it's not a done deal yet. I mean, they're talking – they actually have Booker listed ahead of him on the depth chart. But if I were picking between the two, I would definitely take Freeman. More upside, more talent. He's had a better camp.
0909, what do you think of Calvin Ridley?
You know, I don't know that much about him except that he's a little bit old as a prospect. I mean, some of these guys come in at 20, 21 years old. I think he's like 24. And polished, solid, should fit into the offense. But even though Sanu has got no upside, he's kind of boring. I think Sanu's probably still ahead of him. So you got Julio, who's a big target hog. You got Sanu, you got Austin Hooper, you got Freeman and Coleman. I think Ridley might get 50 or 60 catches, but that's probably about it.
79-66, we can start two in a non-PPR. Diggs, Cooper, Hogan, Evans, or Allen Robinson?
I guess I'm going to go Diggs and Evans, I think.
Okay.
But actually, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, now I'm going to take that back and Marshawn Lattimore. I'm going to say Diggs and Cooper. But, you know, I haven't really looked into the week one matchups that much. I mean, I kind of know who's playing on the week one schedule, but I'm not, like, deep into it. So the line of questions are going to be a lot sharper next week.
Adam at 4888, interesting question. What's a greater sin, auto-drafting or taking a kicker before round nine?
That's a tough one. I mean, you know, I'm the one who gets the first kicker usually, but it's like round 15. Some people only go in the last round, but I'll take Justin Tucker or Gostkowski. But, yeah, round nine is pushing it. Auto-drafting is worse, though, because you'll end up with Darius Geis. You'll end up with Marquise Lee. A lot of times some of those commission services haven't gotten rid of the guys who are out for the year.
Yeah, and then you get stuck with one of those. I took Tucker last year, and I was disappointed.
Yeah, he's okay. I mean, you know, Tucker's a little more of a wild card because he just got such a big leg and he's so good that the Ravens try out his long field goals. Gostkowski, you know you're going to get like 55 extra points plus field goal.
True. 319-366-1600, a couple more minutes here with Chris Liss of rotowire.com.
Wes on the text line wants to know if Deshaun Watson bounces back. Any worries there?
The only worry really is the offensive line. By all accounts, he's totally healthy, and he looks great in camp, but the offensive line is supposedly terrible. That's going to be a bit of a worry. But as long as he doesn't get killed and he has enough time to throw, tons of upside for Watson.
Then we got 88-93, needs one keeper, Ajay, Thielen, or Landry in a PPR league.
Full PPR, and I guess I would go Thielen, but Landry's really good in the PPR. I'm going to say Landry. You know what? Most people have Thielen ranked ahead, but I'm going to go Landry.
51-92 has an almost impossible question, but ask it anyway. The deepest sleeper you can think of?
Terrell Pryor is one. Corey Coleman is another. Assuming he makes the team. Those are pretty deep. I'll say Alfred Morris in San Francisco. And I'll maybe throw out one more. Jeremy McNichols in San Francisco.
Ooh.
It's not impossible when you have Chris Liss on the line. Okay.
There you go.
Well, these guys are unlikely, especially McNichols. But it's, you know, these are guys that are in camp, haven't been cut yet. And, you know, Jerick McKinnon's banged up. He's got a calf problem. And if he goes down, then all bets are off. I mean, it's kind of an open season there, and it could be a good offense.
91-36 on the text line. Is Lamar Miller worth the risk?
I'm not a Lamar Miller guy. In fact, in the snarky 150, the sort of obnoxious commentary rankings I do, his comment was no. I just every time I'm like, oh, Lamar Miller is going to get this opportunity. He's good. He never does anything. You know what? Bad offensive line, but you never know. He really has no competition. Deontay Foreman's probably going to be out for six games at least. Alfred Blue's terrible. You know, opportunity is the name of the game. So I'm not a Lamar Miller guy, but if you want to take him, I can't really knock it that much.
Speaking of quarterbacks, we talked about him a little bit ago, and I wanted to bring up Kirk Cousins. Why are people on the Kirk Cousins bandwagon now just because he went from a maroon jersey to a purple jersey? Did he get a lot better? Did I miss something?
I think Cousins, if you look at the per-play stats, was pretty good. And Washington's offensive line collapsed And Cousins, just in the last few years, he's averaged like 7.5, 8 yards per attempt. So that's one of the best in the league. And he makes good deep throws. He's a good player. I mean, we'll see. This will really test it. And now he's got Diggs and Thielen. He's got Kyle Rudolph. He's got Cook out of the backfield. So I think people like Cousins because he was good in the okay situation. He might be in a better situation.
I'm going to try to bring in Shad from Shellsburg here with a question here on KGYM. Go ahead, Shad.
Hey, I'll ask a question, hang up, and listen. I want to know if you think Phillip Rivers is going to have a bigger year than most with all the weapons that he has and the decline of the defenses in the AFC West. Thanks, guys.
It's a good point. I mean, the Chiefs' defense is terrible, and Scott knows that.
Yes, they are.
And then Khalil Mack is still holding out, and that's the best player on the Raiders. And then Denver is still probably a decent defense, but they're certainly past their peak. So they lost some players like Aqib Talib. So I think he's right that Rivers sets up well in that division. One of the problems with Rivers is he doesn't have a tight end right now. I mean, Hunter Henry is out for the year, and that was a serious weapon. And we don't know if Mike Williams is good. He might be. If Mike Williams is good, then I think it could be – pretty good for them. I mean, they don't really have – I mean, Eichler is a nice pass-catching back, but Gordon's kind of a ham and egger. And really, you know, they have Keenan Allen, who's a stellar possession guy, but he's not really a deep threat. You got Terrell Williams, who's made big plays. They don't seem to have faith in him. They drafted Mike Williams last year. So I think a lot of it hinges on Mike Williams living up to that top 10 draft pick. But Rivers has – you know, he's always good. I think he's solid for 29, 30 touchdowns and 4,000-something yards. The problem for Rivers, he just doesn't run at all. So it's going to be hard for him to beat out the Pat Mahomes who are going to get yardage on the ground. So I like Rivers. I think he's rock solid, very easy, very high floor, but I'm not sure what his ceiling is.
35-94 is in a keeper league where you lose the draft pick where he was drafted last year, of course. Kamara in the fourth or Hunt in the third?
I mean, if it's PPR, Kamara in the fourth. If it's non-PPR, Hunt in the third, but I hate to throw either of those guys back.
Okay.
All right, Chris, and who should I take with my 11th pick in the first round next Tuesday night in the big draft?
If Fournette or Kareem Hunt is there, and they might be, I would take one of those two, either one. They're both there, flip a coin, they're both excellent.
I'm not taking...
If either one's there, then you're looking probably at Hopkins or Beckham.
Okay.
But, I mean, unless Barkley or something miraculous happens, but probably not.
Justin Tucker will be there, Scott. Justin Tucker will be there.
I'm not taking Justin
All right.
Tucker.
All right.
We'll not be taking the Chiefs defense this year either.
All Washington's right. Hot and heavy next week.
Yep, absolutely. And, Chris, we appreciate it. Hey, great time to talk about the deals you got at rotowire.com. I know we take advantage, and others should take advantage as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. If you guys enjoy this segment and play fantasy football, just do this. Don't question it. rotowire.com/radio is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. We cannot charge you. We will not bill you. At the end of 10 days, you can decide whether to subscribe in earnest. rotowire.com/radio. All the cheat sheets and rankings updated many times a day and customizable to your particular league settings. Again, rotowire.com/radio.
All right. Hey, Chris, appreciate it. We'll talk on the eve of the season next week.
Sounds great, Scott. Take care.
All right. Chris Lesrotowire.com joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class and his segment brought to you by I'm On Communications. We'll take a break at 3:52. Come back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And are all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. We'll be right back.
The high school football season rolls into week two with another Metro rivalry this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty, Jeff Moss, and me Friday at 7 from Kingston Stadium for the 4A non-district battle between the Linmar Lions and the number 9-rated Kennedy Cougars. The Cougars are coming off a shutout over Jefferson and take on a hungry Lions squad looking to bounce back from a one-point road loss at Senior. That's high school football. Linmar at number 9, Kennedy. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM. Welcome back to the gym class here on KGYM. Couple of reminders for you. Coming up tomorrow, not only we've got a great lineup, we got the Emil's Hideaway pick six coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. But also, we will talk a little South Dakota State football. And Dave Koken will talk the first week of the college football season coming up tomorrow. I'm interested to hear Dave's football takes. So we will do that on the Thursday edition of the show. Not only that, but also your chance to pick up tickets to the Brickyard 400 tomorrow, right here on the program. Now, I've got it down to three questions. You'll need to answer a trivia question dealing with the Brickyard 400.
Rick Mears.
Brickyard 400.
Oh, Brickyard.
Yes.
Darrell Waltrip.
This isn't Jeopardy. This isn't Jeopardy. But you're going to have to answer a question dealing with the Brickyard 400, as we will give away tickets to that at Indianapolis coming up, I believe, on September the 9th on a Sunday. And that should be an interesting race this year. It is now a part of the chase, I do believe, for the Sprint Cup Championship or whatever they're calling it for NASCAR. So we will have your opportunity to win the tickets. And they are actual tickets in, I believe, turn three for the Brickyard 400. And that will be coming up tomorrow on the program. Then on Friday, we're going to talk some Northern Illinois football. And then also, Mark, you and I will give our predictions for Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, Big Ten, Big 12. We'll take a bunch of calls on Friday, how people foresee their favorite team, Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, what have you, how they see things shaping up for the football season.
Unless an impending thunderstorm pushes us back an hour. 50 hours, folks.
I'm glad you're going to get the cards and letters today.
Bring them on.
Not me. I had them the other day. Yeah, there you go. We are slated to bring you at 7 o'clock Linmar at Kennedy coming up on Friday night on 1600 and 107.5 FM. South Gym 106.3 FM Fairfield. The Trojans at Clear Creek Amana and the Clippers, Zach Mackey, we'll be on the call, that one, with Gary Fickle. And then myself, John Hegarty, Jeff Moss, will be out at Kingston Stadium. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Do you like Iowa, Nebraska back on Black Friday in the foreseeable future? Right now, about 80% of you say, yes, big fan, love it. 20% of you don't like it. Those are the people that have to go shopping on Black Friday, apparently. So go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com.
Our pregame show, Iowa football pregame show, will air 2 hours before the game this Saturday, before the boom. The cast here at KGYM will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, 12:30 for the pregame show of Iowa, Northern Illinois.
Yeah, should be a very interesting game. And by the way, Iowa has taped up quotations from Sutton Smith around the University of Iowa football complex. All over the place, going into the weight room, going into the football complex. You can read Sutton Smith's quotes if you're an Iowa football player. Interesting. We'll see how it all plays out. All right, playing out next, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way next on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out
for